మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావీర్మేధి వేదస్య మాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీః అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 63 మంత్ర నెంబర్ 2.
సంజ్ఞానమాజ్ఞానం విజ్ఞానం ప్రజ్ఞానం మేధాదృష్టిః ధృతిర్మతిః మనీషాజ్యూతిః స్మృతిః సంకల్పః క్రతుః అశుః కామో వశః ఇతి సర్వాణ్యేవ ఇతాని ప్రజ్ఞానస్య నామధేయాని భవంతి.
ఉపనిషత్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ విత్ జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్యం by presenting the mahavakya that is prajnanam brahma. Tvampada lakshyartha is prajnanam brahma. Prajnanam means consciousness. How to find out that I am this consciousness principle? The technique is given in this mantra. How to find out I am the Atma, the Chaitanyam. To recognize, the clue is given here. We have to grasp this clue so that you can claim you are Brahman. What is that clue given here? In every experience, in every anubhava, or in every thought, consciousness is available. In every anubhava, or in every experience, or in every thought, consciousness is in here, available all the time. There is no time, there is a thought without consciousness. There is no time, there is an experience without consciousness. There is no time, there is anubhava without consciousness. There is no time, means all the time, in every experience, in every thought, consciousness is available in the form of jnanam, in the form of knowledge. What are all experience you are getting? Without any exception, in all experiences, without exception means, what do you mean? In pleasurable experiences, in painful experiences, all the time that awareness, that self-awareness, consciousness is there. It is there, but you have to recognize it. You have to focus your mind on that. You have to focus your mind on that. Just as at the time of marriage, the Purohit showed the couple that Arundhati Nakshatram. Just like you go and see, you cannot see Arundhati Nakshatram outside. But the Purohit at the time of 12 o'clock, mid-afternoon, he asked them to see up. You have to see Arundhati Nakshatram. This girl says, yeah, I saw it. Very difficult to see mid-noon. How can you see Arundhati Nakshatram? But you have to see very carefully, with a focused mind. If you see, it is very minute. It appears twinkling, Arundhati star, nearby Vasishtha Maharshi. Like that, it is very tough for us to grasp there, extract the consciousness in every thought. That's what Upanishad is trying to know. You have to understand. Why we have to understand? Because we are in samsara. The waker is taking himself as waker. It's not a waker, but he is Paramatma. Paramatma has entered into the waking world. Having entered, claiming that I am the waker. First, entering that universe. Paramatma has entered the universe. Four steps we have to remember. What Paramatma did from the beginning of the Upanishad. Paramatma, Aidi Paramatma, you have to say. Aidi Paramatma first projected the universe. Created the universe means projected the universe, first step. Then after projecting the universe, Aidi Paramatma have entered the universe. Anupravishat, having entered the universe, what next? Disowning the Paramatma status, third step. Aidi Paramatma, having projected the universe, having entered the universe, two steps. Having projected the universe, first step, nice, up to that, it is nice. Having entered the universe, second step also good, fine. Third step only tragedy. I, the Paramatma, disown my Paramatma status. I, the Paramatma, having projected the universe, having entered the universe, by mistake, unfortunately, I, the Paramatma, disclaim or disown my Paramatma status. Then fourth step is what? I, the Paramatma, because of disowning my Paramatma status, I claim myself as Jivatma. Once I disclaim, disown, what I will do? I claim Jivatma status, or I own up the Jivatma status. These are the four steps, level of samsara, falling down. Projection, entry, disowning and claiming the miserable samsari jiva. Autobiography, one that. If you want to understand this, go to your dream example. Then apply. How the Paramatma commit a mistake. Just like in your dream, I have to supply all these four steps. I the waker, when I go to my sleep, Nidra Shakti Dwara, I project my dream. The first step is what? I the waker, due to Nidra Shakti, project the dream world. First step. Having projected the dream world, I the waker myself enter the dream world as a dream body, dream objects. I the waker, having projected the dream world, I, myself, the waker, enters the dream body, dream objects in the dream. First projection, then entry. Having entered the dream world, second step, then what I do? I disown my waker status. I forget my waker status. I disclaim my waker status in the dream which I have entered because of my projection. Third step. So having projected the dream, having entered the dream and disowned my waker status, once I disown my waker status, I claim I am dreamer. Disowning the waker status in dream, I am giving drishtanta. Example. Disowning the waker status, what I do? I own up the dreamer status. I claim the dreamer status. Disowning of waker status is equal to owning or claiming the dreamer status. Which is real or unreal? Unreal. Unreal dreamer status I claim. Once I claim the dreamer status, what will happen? All dream problems, samsara, pleasure, sukha, dukkha, all are real or real. Why? I have forgotten I am waker. If I remember I am waker and I am dreaming, if I remember, dream is a sport. Imagine, just suppose I remember my dream. You enjoy your dream. You enjoy your dream because it is projected by me. I have entered the dream. I have not disowned. Suppose I am telling. The dream is not a nightmare. It is an entertainment. It is an entertainment if I remember my waker status. But in example, that is not possible. This is the difference between example, drishtanta and darshtanta. In example, I cannot remember my waker state in dreamer state. But whereas you come to darshtanta, I the Paramatma, having projected the world, having entered the world, I have disowned my Paramatma status. Therefore, I have claimed my Jivatma status. But here, you can remember your Paramatma status by attending Aitareya Upanishad. That is the difference between Drashtanta and Drishtanta. Okay, are you enjoying? Otherwise, samsara will be permanent. No Jivan Mukti is possible. Of course, you wake up there in dream from that Nidra Shakti, you wake up. Here also you wake up. After waking up, only he remembers I am waker. But we want enjoy the dream. Enjoy the dream when you are in dream. Adhikka mudiyadhanga. Inge mudiyum. After waking to your Paramatma status, you continue in the world like which is like a dream. That's why every jnani, having woken up to his Paramatma status by studying Shastra, which they have disowned previously, because of the disowning claimed Jivatma, I don't want this Jivatma status. Let me claim again my Paramatma status by attending Upanishadic classes. So, if Paramatma claims, how he claims? Aham Prajnanam Brahma. In spite of these worldly interactions, waking world, I am not the waker, I am the Paramatma who is playing a waker role. I, the Paramatma, playing the waker role. This is Darshtanta. Now, Drishtanta over, example, dream example over, only for your sake. There, Nidra Shakti, here, Maya Shakti. So, I, the Paramatma, am Prajnanam. Where I am available? In Samjnanam, Ajnanam, Vijnanam, every experience I am available. We saw in the last class what are all those இது தமிழ் சேயிங், யூ கேன் ரிமெம்பர். மரத்தை மறைத்தது மாமத யானை, மரத்தில் மறைந்தது மாமத யானை. ஸோ ஐதி பரமாத்மா பிரஜானம் பிரம்மா, ஐ ஆம் ஹிடன் இன் எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பிரதிபோத விதித்தம் நதம். ஸோ இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ் ஆஃப் த இன்டலெக்ட் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப். அகெயின் மெமரி பவர், I have memory power. The memory power is also Atma Medha Prajnanam Ajnanam. I don't want to repeat all 16 are there. Just a sample I am telling. Perseverance, Dhrutihi, Drishtihi, sensory perception, cognition. We can call it as cognition. Cognition. All are variables. These are all variables. Now our point is here, we have to highlight. Intelligence, medha, shakti, memory power, recollecting power, reflecting power. All experiences, painful experience, pleasurable experience. I am aware of, I am conscious of, I am conscious of. When you are conscious of, now what you have to focus? Variable experiences, invariable cognition, non-variable, unchanging consciousness in every experience which is changing, fluctuating. All these experiences are bound to change. They are changing means variables. Sorrowful experience is not pleasurable experience. Remembering experience is not forgetful experience. We are getting forgetful experience also, remembering experience also. Memory also is there, forgetfulness also there. But who is there intertwined in all experiences, inheres? Same consciousness, same cognition, non-variable. I am conscious of my happy mind. I am conscious of my moody mind. I am conscious of my joyful mind. I am conscious of my painful mind. I am conscious of my guilty mind. I am conscious of my hurtful mind. I am conscious of my ecstatic mind. I am conscious of my happy mind. I am conscious of my happier mind. I am conscious of my happiest mind. The smile, bomba paathaidu, or round potiduva. போட்டு அந்த ஸ்மைலுக்கு இப்படி சின்ன ஒரு ஒரு கிராவடி இப்படி போடுவார், அந்த ஒரு லைன் மாதிரி அர்த்தச்சந்திராக்காரம். அந்த பொம்மை பார்த்தாலும் இஃப் யூ புட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் கோபம்னு அர்த்தம், இஃப் யூ புட் டவுன்வர்ட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஃபியூரியஸ் என்ன. அந்த பொம்மை பார்க்கணும் நீங்கள், அது ஒரு சார்ட்டே இருக்கு. ஐ சா ஒன் பிளேஸ் தே கெப்ட் ஒன் சார்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஃபேஸ், அது ஒரு ஒன்று சந்திரபிம்பம் மாதிரி ரவுண்டாக ஒரு லைன் இருக்கும், அது பக்கம் ரெண்டு கண்ணு போட்டுடுவா அவ்வளோதா, அண்ட் ஒன் மூக்கு வந்து ஒரு லைனு. Mouth is very important. You have to focus on the mouth. Have you seen that? If you are not seen, you will get the chart also available. Where somewhere try. If I get it, I will bring it next class. Somewhere. You bring, if any of you have got, bring that chart. Very nice. So, smiling, more smiling, smiling, then slowly furious. So serious, so angry. That only Upanishad presents. Ajnanam, Samjnanam, Jyotihi. Nothing else. That only Upanishad presents. And the bomma yella inga picture words la kuduthiruka. So what? The non-variable cognitive unchanging principle you have to claim. That I am. What I am experiencing is variable. Who is experiencing is non-variable. What I am experiencing through because of so many conditions, because of so many environmental objects, different people, different objects, different food items, different music, different sounds, different taste, different touch, different forms when I see different experiences. But the experiencer, there is a change because of likes and dislikes. But the cognition awareness, there is no change. Whether I like it or not, this is pleasurable, this is painful, who decides? My raga dvesha decides, not consciousness. My raga dvesha decides whether it is happier, happiest, ordinary. Who decides? Now my mind decides. Raga dvesha sahita manaha only decides, but not the pure awareness. If you want another example, on the drama stage, light is there on the stage. The dancer is coming and showing navarasas. Navarasa terimalyo? Hasyam, raudram, jugupsa, all sambrama. She is showing navarasas. All these experiences she is showing. Can it afflict the light? Light, because of whose presence, all navarasas you are enjoying, because of whose presence, light presence, there is no change in light. There is no change in the light. Light is as it is, in whose presence all these experiences are coming and going. Therefore, who am I now? I am the consciousness principle behind every experience. Unfortunately, I disown that I am that consciousness Paramatma. I claim the Jivatma, the experience, miserable samsari. Therefore, etani sarvani prajnanasya namani. That word is very important. Etani sarvani ajnanam sanjnanam prajnanam. Medha, drishtihi, dhritihi, matihi, manisha, all of them are just names. Given to whom? This prajnanam. Prajnanasya namadheyani. These are the names. Bhavanti. See, I, the eternal consciousness reflecting in every experience. Because of me, all thoughts are rising, experiences are coming, but I, the consciousness, am unafflicted. Why we are not able to claim that? Because you have claimed this body mind as you. You have disowned your consciousness status. You have claimed this body mind status. Identification of this body mind waker. Wakerhood belongs to the body mind. I am the witnesser of waker's body. Samvit jagrat swapna sushuptishu sphutatara ya samvit vijrumbhate. So focus on that consciousness. I am awareness. I am conscious of. I am conscious of. Who is conscious of? I am conscious of. Since I am conscious of, therefore I am consciousness. What is the name of consciousness here? Prajnanam. So with this, this mantra is over. Up to here we saw in the last class. This is called correcting the self. Through self-inquiry, I am correcting my thinking pattern. I am correcting my thinking pattern about myself. Correction, just correction. Now, tatpada lakshyartha, coming. We will read the mantra, third mantra. Esha brahmaisha indraha. Esha prajapatihi. Ete sarve devaha. Imani cha pancha mahabhutani. Prithivi vayur akashah. Apo jyotim shim. Ityetani.
இமானி ச க்ஷுத்ர மிஸ்ராணி வம் பீஜானி இதராணி ச இதராணி ச அண்டஜானி ச ஜாருஜானி ச ஸ்வேதஜானி ச உத்பிஜானி ச அஸ்மாகாவஹ புருஷா ஹஸ்தினஹ ஹஸ்தின யத்கிஞ்ச இதம் பிராணி ஜங்கமம் ச பதத்ரி ச யச்ச ஸ்தாவரம் சர்வம் தத் ப்ரஜ்ஞானேத்ரம் ப்ரஜ்ஞானே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் ப்ரஜ்ஞானேத்ரோ லோகம் ப்ரஜ்ஞா ப்ரதிஷ்டா ப்ரஜ்ஞானம் ப்ரஹ்ம.
வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் போர்ஷன். The enquiry, what we are doing here, self-enquiry, Jeevatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, a notional correction. The notional correction is, I have mistaken myself as Jeevatma. Now I am correcting my notion, my thought about myself. I am not Jeevatma, I am Paramatma only. How I am Paramatma? Aidi prajnanam eva in this entire universe. So, Jeeva, Jagat, Ishvara, we have to make it one now. Jeeva, Jagat, Ishvara. Whole thing is nothing but one prajnanam Brahma. The whole mantra just brings everything into one point. That is called correction. Correcting that self, what I was thinking, body-mind complex, that is not the right knowledge about myself. I have got a wrong knowledge about myself. Now I am trying to get right knowledge about myself through this enquiry. Enquiry of Atman is meant to correct my knowledge, wrong knowledge to right knowledge. I know I am, but I do not know I am prajnanam. All of us having samanya jnanam. We are all having samanya jnanam. Naan irukken enakku theriyum. Enakku theriyumnu enakku theriyum. I know that I am existing, I am conscious of, I know. This knowledge everyone is having. But Vishesha Jnanam we are missing. That Vishesha Jnanam is what? I am Brahman only. I am not human being. Previously I was thinking, I am a human being with some spirit inside. Previously I was thinking, I am a human being, male or female, with a spirit Atma inside. This was my thought about myself. This is my knowledge about myself. Upanishad says that is wrong knowledge about yourself. You have wrong knowledge about yourself. I am wife of so-and-so and so-and-so street in so-and-so house I am staying. Mother of so-and-so, father of so-and-so is not your biodata. That is wrong biodata you are giving. Actually, your right biodata is this. What is that? You are the spirit, the consciousness prajnanam. You are the spirit, consciousness prajnanam, with an incidental human body. Total shifting. You are the consciousness prajnanam brahma, spirit, with an incidental material body mind complex. With an incidental material body mind complex. I am a human being with spirit. That is wrong knowledge. I am spirit with a human body. Ippadi sollanu. That is called conversion. Replacing that human being I am to I am the spirit with a human body. Female body or male body or any body, I am the spirit. This is called spiritual knowledge. What do you mean by spiritual knowledge? Spiritual knowledge is this knowledge about the spirit, that spirit I am. Not the surgical spirit. Okay. Here spirit means Atma. That is called spiritual knowledge. I am a spiritual seeker. How long you are a seeker? Claim you are a spirit one day. Go on telling I am a spiritual seeker. What is that spirit seeking you are? You are the spirit. You are the Atma. Claim here now itself. Now looking into the mantra. Now here Upanishad mantra negating. Aidi prajnanam brahma am sajatiya vijatiya swagata bheda rahitaha. There's 3 points you have to see here. I am the prajnanam brahma who is free from sajatiya bheda, first swagata bheda. Aidi prajnanam brahma am free from sajatiya bheda. Aidi prajnanam brahma am free from vijatiya bheda. What is that? What is the swagata bheda first? Let us know swagata, sajatiya, vijatiya. We saw in the panchadashi. Those who are attending panchadashi class, they can know. Swagata bheda means, just as I have this body, limbs. One body, I have hands, I have legs, I have head, eyes, ears, nose. These are all differences. Eyes are not ears, ears are not eyes. Eyes are not hands, hands are not legs, legs are legs, hands are hands. Different is there. Swagata bhedam. In one, my own body, in one body, I have differences. Each limb is different. This is called swagata bhedam. Differences within oneself. One's own body. This is called swagata bhedam. This is called internal differences. Internal differences are called swagata bhedam. This is difference number one, swagata bheda. Then second one, sajatiya bheda means I am a conscious being. I am a conscious being. Sajatiya bheda. All other beings are also conscious beings. Human beings are there. I am a human being. He is also a human being. Pakshi jati, vriksha jati. Trees are all belong to one jati. That is sajati. All pakshi, birds belong to pakshi jati. All human beings belongs to human jati. This is called sajatiya bheda. And the species bheda. Vijatiya bheda means one jati is different from another jati. I am not vriksha jati. I am sajatiya bheda means, sajatiya bheda means in one human being itself, sajatiya means I am not male, he is not female. So one human being itself, there is a bheda. Female, male. Trees also, mango tree, coconut tree, banyan tree. One jati itself, each tree is different from the other. Even birds also. Sparrow is different from the parrot. Parrot is different from the peacock. But all of them belongs to Pakshi Jati. So, one jati lane different species. That is Sajatiya Bheda. Then Vijatiya Bheda is different. Vijatiya means what? Not belong to the same jati. It's a different jati. So, coconut tree is different from human species. Human species is different from the animal species. Animal species are different from the pakshi species.
ஒரு ஜாதியிலோனே பேதம் இருந்தால் அது வந்து சஜாத்திய பேதம். ஒரு ஜாதிக்கு இன்னொரு ஜாதிக்கு இருக்கிற பேதம் வந்து விஜாத்திய பேதம். நம்ம பக்ஷி ஜாத்தியா உக்ஷ ஜாத்தியா? நம்ம மனுஷ ஜாதி. வி ஆர் பிலாங் டு ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஸ்பீஷீஸ்.
ஹியூமன் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் வி ஆர். தே ஆர் பிளான்ட் ஸ்பீஷீஸ், தே ஆர் அனிமல் ஸ்பீஷீஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் விஜாத்திய பேதம். இப்படி புரியறது இல்லையோ? நவ் கம் டு த our teaching, how we are identifying. As I identified with each body here, what we are identifying now, I am Prajnanam Brahma. Now we have to see the Swagata Bheda. Swagata Bheda means what? I have to remove the Swagata Bheda. Consciousness, I am Prajnanam. I am the human being, the consciousness. Entity. In my own body, even though limbs are different, but I, the consciousness, am one behind each limb. In consciousness, is there a Swagata Bheda? Now, what is our job? In the Swagata Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Vijatiya Bheda are not there in consciousness. Adi kandi pudikanum. Eppadi kandi pudikanum? Konja kashtam da, try pandrom. I, the Prajnanam Brahma, the consciousness, am not having Swagata Bheda. I am not having internal difference. How? When I identify with my body, I have internal limbs differences. And chonna Swagata Bheda irka illaya from body standpoint. If I take, I am the lower I, lower I, Ahankara I, body mind complex, I have Swagata Bheda. If I identify myself with Prajnanam, because I have corrected my wrong notion about myself to correct notion, I was thinking I am a human being. Now who am I? I am Prajnanam Brahma. As a human body, I have Swagata Bheda. Now as a Prajnanam Brahma, do I have Swagata Bheda? Question. As a conscious being, I am a conscious entity, Prajnanam. I don't have Swagata Bheda. Why? I, the consciousness, behind the hand, behind the legs, behind the eyes, same one consciousness. I am consciousness, and a kaal ku or consciousness, kannu ku or consciousness, legs ku or consciousness irka. I, the consciousness, am behind legs, hands, eyes, nose, ears, mind, everything, one consciousness. I am conscious of my legs. I am conscious of my hands. Are there two consciousnesses or one consciousness? Hands are not legs. Legs are not hands. Legs and hands are not eyes, we said, because they are having Swagata Bheda. Do the consciousness behind each, that Prajnanam behind every limb, is different or one?
One.
That's why I am the Prajnanam consciousness behind legs, behind hands, behind eyes. I am conscious of my eyes, I am conscious of my legs, I am conscious of my hands, I am conscious of my ears, I am conscious of my body, I am conscious of my skin. This consciousness, is it having Veda? There are so many consciousnesses? No. Therefore, Swagata Bheda Rahitaha, one consciousness. Point number one. So, Prajnanam Brahma is free from Swagata Bheda. Are you sure? All of you? Are you sure? Consciousness is free from Swagata Bheda. Then, Sajatiya Bheda. Sajatiya Bheda means human species. We take, suppose, I am a conscious being. Female being, female human body. I am conscious female human body. That person is conscious male human body. Both sajatiyam, human species. But that consciousness in that male human body, this consciousness in female human body,
ஆர் தேர் டூ? நோ. தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் தட் மேல் பாடி, திஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் விச் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபீமேல் பாடி, ஈவன் தோ பாடிஸ் ஆர் சஜாத்தியம், பட் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஒன். வாட் அபவுட் ஹர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ்? தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஃபீமேல் பாடி, பட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஒன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆளுக்கு ஒரு கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் கிடையாது. I am conscious of your own body, you are conscious of, I am conscious of my own body, but consciousness is one. Therefore, unnoda consciousness la enoda consciousness la different kediyadu. Edhi conscious pannitiyo adhu mathram different da. What you are conscious of is different. It is a female body, this is a male body, but consciousness is one. Consciousness la sajatiyam kediyadu, ore jati da consciousness. அதுல ஃபிமேல் ஜாதி மேல் ஜாதி கிடையாது. ஃபர்தர் யூ வாண்ட் டு சி ஆண்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் தேர் இன் ஆண்ட். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், கான்ஷியஸ் பீயிங், ஆண்ட் கான்ஷியஸ் பீயிங், கஜா, எலிஃபென்ட், அஸ்வா, ஹார்ஸ், தேர் ஆல்சோ கான்ஷியஸ் ஆர் நாட், தேர் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆர் நாட், தேர் ஆல்சோ கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப். தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் சேம் இன் ஹார்ஸ், இன் கவ், in everything. I am Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma. Where I am in the horse also, I am in the cow also, I am in the elephant also, I am everywhere. No difference. Therefore, Prajnanam Brahma eva ashva gaja turaga. Turaga anname gaja ashva. Okay. Ashva turaga. அஸ்வத்துரகா ஒன்லி கம்ஸ் கஜத்துரகா. ஓகே, கஜத்துரகா கோ, ஆல் அனிமல்ஸ், பக்ஷி, தட் ஒன்லி மந்த்ரா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட். நோ சஜாத்திய பேத. நவ் கம்ஸ் டு விஜாத்திய பேத. இஸ் தேர் ஏ விஜாத்திய பேத? ஸ்பீஷி டிஃபரெண்ட். விஜாத்திய மீன்ஸ் வாட் யூ டேக் இனர்ட். ஆல் திஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் பீயிங்ஸ் இனர்ட், ஜடம் and sentient. Pakshi, Vriksha, Manushya, Kitaka, all are conscious beings. Yes? They are all conscious beings. Apart from conscious beings, world is there. Inert things are there. Objects are there. They are Vijati. Desk is not a conscious being. Isn't it? Desk is not a conscious being. Mike is not a conscious being. Fan is not a conscious being. But ant, elephant, and horse, they are all conscious beings. So now you have to divide to conscious and unconscious. That is the vijatiya bheda. Conscious beings are all one jati. Unconscious means jadam. All are inert, non-moving, achetanam. Things are also there in the world. They are all called vijati. What vijati? Unconscious. Which are not having consciousness. Correct? So consciousness is one jati. Unconsciousness is another jati. Appo dvaitam vandudum. Consciousness is one jati. All conscious beings. All inert things are unconscious. Shastra says that unconscious is also prajnanam brahma eva. There is no unconscious, inert, separately. Yena advaitam brahma, ekam brahma. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. Ekam eva advitiyam shollanam ninga. Advaitati varanamanna in the jagat is mithya. Yippidi mithya panna mudimanna. Vijatiya bheda is not there in Brahman. How? How na? I am conscious being. I lend existence to inert things. I am karanam, even the inert things are karyam in the world. They do not exist separate from me, the sat. I lend existence sat to every karyam product. Can karyam exist separate from karanam? It cannot exist. Karanam alone is appearing in the form of karyam. Therefore, no vijatiya bheda. Also, I am lending sat to every object. I, the chit alone, in the form of sat, in inert objects. Therefore, the Nama Rupa is Mithya. I am the Sat Chit alone is Satyam. This is the essence of this mantra. Now look into the mantra. Eshaha Brahma Brahma. This Hiranyagarbha alone is none other than me. Prajnanam Brahma Eva Hiranyagarbha Rupena. Esha Indraha. Even Indra is also none other than Prajnanam Brahma Eva. Maybe species different. Conscious being as Prajnanam, we don't have difference. Nama Rupa may be different. Eshaha Prajapatihi means Virat. Aham Prajnanam Brahma Eva Virat Rupena. Ete Sarve Devaha. All these Devatas are also nothing but Prajnanam Brahma Eva. Aham Eva Sarvam Prajnanam Brahma Eva. Not only that, Imani Pancha Mahabhutani. See the inert. Inert things have come. No Vijatiya Bheda. No Sajatiya Bheda. Devatas, Indra, Brahma, Prajapati, they are all Sajatiya Bheda. As Prajnana Brahma, are they different from me? No. Sajatiya Bheda out. What about Vijatiya Bheda? Pancha Mahabhutani Prithvi Vayu Akasha Apaha Jyotimshi Etani Imani Cha Kshudra Kshudra Mishrani Va. Those who are all Kshudra means minute, very very minute objects in the world also. All Pancha Bhutas are also nothing but Prajnanam Brahma only. I am lending existence to them. Then, Mishrani Iva. Bijani means Sharirani. All these Shariramas. Itarani Che, Itarani Che. So many Shariramas are there. Many, many, what, 84 lakhs of species are there. Inert and moving and non-moving, so many are there. Not only that, Andajani, all species which are born from eggs. Jarujani, all species which are born from womb, mammals. Jarujani, Swedajani, all beings which are born from moisture, wet, mosquitoes like, all of them, Swedajani, Udbhijani, even trees, they are also Prajnanam Brahma, Satchitrupena. Udbhijani means by breaking the earth, the plant species comes, Udbhijani. Then what? Ashwaha, horses, Prajnanam Brahma. I am alone Prajnanam Brahma in the form of horses. Gajaha, Gavaha. Gavaha means cows. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma, alone in the form of cows. Purusha, Hasti, Hastinaha. Human beings, Aidi Prajnanam Brahma, alone in the form of human beings. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma, alone in the form of elephants. Hasti means elephants. Hastinaha. Stenaha ni padichanan. It is not stena, hastinaha. Then, yatkincha idam prani jangamam. Whatever species is there, what it is? Sat, chit. Chit is in the form of Prajnanam Brahma. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma lends sat to the inert entities. Therefore, karyam, inert entity, does it exist? Clip is. Who have given this easiness? Tell me. Aidi Chaitanyam lends existence to the clip. Does the clip exist without me? That easiness can exist. Who talks about easiness? I only talk about the easiness of the clip. That's why who is giving easiness? My son. Prajnanam Brahma. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma Chit. Lending the Sat to the inert things. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma alone is in all species. Then, Itarani Chapash, all Jangama Prani. Jangama means moving beings. Patatri Cha, birds. Patatri means that Patanat Trayate, that which has got wings, which wings protects the bird not to fall. Therefore, it is called Patatri. Pakshi is called Pakshaha Asya Asti Iti Pakshi. பதத்ரி, பேர்டுக்கு நேம் பதத்ரி. தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் விங்ஸ் ஹுச் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் இட் நாட் டு ஃபால், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் பதத்ரி. பேர்ட் இஸ் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் ப்ரொடெக்டட் பை பதனம், இஸ் கால்ட் பதத்ரி. பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ அயம். எச்ச ஸ்தாவரம், ஈவன் ட்ரீஸ் விச் ஆர் ஸ்டெடி, தட் ஆல்சோ அயம். ஐ ஆம் இன் த வாட் ஃபார்ம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். பட் மைன்யூட் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் தேர் இன் பிளான்ட்ஸ், தே ஆர் நாட் மச் அவேர் ஆஃப் ஐ ஆம் தேர். சர்வம் தத் பிரஜான நேத்திரம், பிரஜான நேத்திரம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்திதி காரணம். தேர் ஆல் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ, ஸ்திதி காரணம். நேத்திரம் மீன்ஸ் நீயதே பிரவர்த்தியதே இதி நேத்திரம், தட் ஹுச் டேக்ஸ் டு, நீயதே மீன்ஸ் டு பிரிங் சத்தா, சத்தா பிராப்யதே அனேன இதி நேத்திரம். மதாத்மா சர்வபூதாத்மா, இன் குரு ஸ்தோத்திரம். மதாத்மா சர்வபூதாத்மா, திஸ் ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ் பிரஜானம். பிரஜானே பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த சிருஷ்டி காரணம், ஐ ஆம் த சிருஷ்டி காரணம். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஐக்கிய சாமானாதிகரண்யம் வித் அதர் ஆஸ் எ கான்ஷியஸ் பீயிங்ஸ். பட் வென் ஐ ஆம் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் த கிளிப், ஐ ஆம் த மைக்குன்னு என்ன பைத்தியமாரி கேட்பான். ஐ ஆம் த மைக், ஐ ஆம் த கிளிப் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பாதாயாம் சாமானாதிகரண்யம். வென் ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி இன் ஆல் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் என்ன சாமானாதிகரண்யம். இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஐ ஆம் சேம் இன் எவ்வரி பீயிங், தட் இஸ் சாமானாதிகரண்யம். ஐக்கிய சாமானாதிகரணம் சொல்லலாம், பிரஜானம் பிரம்ம சொன்ன ஐக்கிய சாமானாதிகரண்யம். ஸோ கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஐக்கியம் இது சொல்லலாம். அது வரைக்கும் நன்னா இருக்க சுவாமினி. ஐ ஆம் எவ்ரி திங் என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம், பஞ்சபூதானி ஆகாஷ வாயு அக்னி ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் என்ன, அது எப்படி ஆக முடியும், தே ஆர் ஜடம். திஸ் கிளிப் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிரம்மன், ஐ ஆம் ஆல்சோ பிரம்மன், கிளிப் அண்ட் மை செல்ஃப் ஒன்னா, திஸ் டெஸ்க் அண்ட் மை செல்ஃப் ஆர் ஒன், சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் ஒன். எப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும், ஐ லென்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டெஸ்க் ஈஸ், வித்தவுட் ஈஸினஸ் த காரியம் டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். காரணம் ஐ ஆம் லெண்டிங் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு எவ்ரி இன்னர்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ தே ஆர் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங். தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஆம் நேத்திரம், ஐ கிவ் சத்தா டு தெம், தட் இஸ் வை ஐ ஆம் நேத்திரம் ஸ்திதி காரணம் ஆல்சோ. That's why netra means sthiti karanam. Because of my presence only they are all existing. I lend existence to them. They borrow existence from me. Therefore, sthiti karanam. So in jagat, when I say I am the entire jagat, means there is no jagat, karya, jagat other than me. That is called vadhayam samanadhikaranyam. Negating the world, it is not there really. When you see the snake, you see the snake as rope. I say, see the, our rope snake. See the snake as rope when I say, what it means? Snake and rope both are same. No. I asked you, see the snake as rope means there is no snake at all. There is only rope. See the world as Brahman means what? Don't see the world as world. In the place of world, you see Brahman. So world is a nama. It doesn't have its existence. This is called badha. Badha means not Tamil badha. Badha means what? Mithyatva nischayam. Sarpa mithyatva nischayam. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Negation. After negating, you take the rope alone is real. Similarly here, jagat is unreal. This is called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. I am in the form of Sat in the entire universe. I am in the form of Chit in all conscious beings. Therefore, I am the Srishti Karanam, I am the Sthiti Karanam. Prajnana Netro Lokaha. I am the Charachara Lokaha, means Charachara Prapancham, moving or non-moving. லோகா தே ஹவ் காட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் சத் சித் ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி தே ஆர் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ தேர்ஃபோர் ஹூ இஸ் தட் பிரஜா பிரதிஷ்டிதா மீன்ஸ் லய காரணம் தேர் ஆல் மெர்ஜிங் இன் டு மீ தே ஆர் சஸ்டெய்னிங் பை மீ தே ஆர் ஆல் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மீ குச் மீ நாட் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் அகங்கார பிரஜானம் பிரம்மா பியோர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல் தேர்ஃபோர் மை நேம் இஸ் வாட் நவ் ஒரிஜினல் நேம் பிரஜானம் பிரம்மா திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மகாவாக்கியம் பிரஜானம் இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்திர எடுத்தம் தத்வம் பத லக்ஷ்யார்த்த சர்வம் ஜகத் திஸ் ஹோல் மந்திர தி என்டயர் பரமாத்மா பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் மைசெல்ஃப் ஒன் இந்த பிரஜானம் துவம்பத லக்ஷார்த்தத்துக்கு இப்போ சொன்ன உலகம் தத்பதத்துக்கு என்ன பேதம் ஒன்றுமே இல்லை பிரஜானமேவ ஓன்லி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் தேர் ஃபார் வாட் ஜீவன் முக்தி நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திர ஃபலஸ்ருதி வெரி வெரி இன்வால்வ்டு மந்திர பிரஜா ஒன்ஸ் யூ காட் தட் ஜானம் பிரஜானம் ஐ கன்க்ளூட் டேக் ஒன் மோர் மினிட் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா டுடே சஹா ஏதேன பிரஜ்ஞேன ஏதேன பிரஜ்ஞேன ஆத்மனா அஸ்மான் லோகாத் உத்க்ரம்ய அமுஷ்மின் ஸ்வர்கே லோகே சர்வான் காமான் ஆப்த்வா அம்ருதஹ சமபவத் அம்ருதஹ சமபவத் சஹா ஏதேன சஹா ஜ்ஞானி ஐதரையோ உபநிஷத் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் சொல்லலாம் சஹா ஜ்ஞானி ஏதேன பிரஜ்ஞேன ஆத்மனா Again, we have to supply two more words. Atmanam Veda. Saha, yaha, etena prajnena, atmana, atmanam Veda. Saha, etena prajnena, atmana. And the sentence will apply for it. Appara, saha, etena prajnena. Yaha, etena prajnena, atmana, atmanam Veda. Whoever knows this prajnanam brahma as atma myself I am the atma prajnanam brahma whoever knows saha that person etena prajnena by this knowledge atmana by oneself asman lokat utkramya having dropped this body videha mukti also he attains ஃபஸ்ட் ஜீவன் முக்தி அஸ்மான் லோகாத் மீன்ஸ் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் டோன்ட் டேக் அப்பர் லோகாஸ் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் ஷரீர அபிமானாத் மித்யாத்வ நிச்சயேன இது இஸ் ஜீவன் முக்தி அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் லோகாத் மீன்ஸ் ஷரீராத் உத்க்ரம்ய மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் ஃபால்சிஃபைடு த ஷரீரத்ரயம்னு அர்த்தம் having falsified the sthula shariram merges into sthula prapancha sukshma shariram merges into sukshma prapancha karana shariram merges into karana prapancha intellectually not really merging intellectually he falsify this sharira trayam it is matter whole world is also matter utkramishya swarge loke means here also careful சைதன்ய ரூபே பிரம்மணி என்று அர்த்தம் சங்கராச்சாரிய ரைட்ஸ் சொர்க்கம் ஒன்று எங்கேயும் மேல் இருக்கப்பான்னு ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஃபால்சிஃபை த ஷரீரத்ரயம் பஞ்சகோஷாஸ் அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் யூ ரிமெயின் ஆஸ் பிரம்மன் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்வர்கலோகம் வாட் இஸ் ரியல் ஸ்வர்கலோக சைதன்ய ரூபே பிரம்மணி ஆஃப்டர் மெர்ஜிங் வித் மெர்ஜிங் என்ன கிளைமிங் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் claiming I am prajnanam brahma the paramatma only then what sarvan kaman aptva it is as good as fulfilling all desires How? Because in everybody, in every body, I am only there in the form of prajnanam. Therefore, wherever, whatever desire by anybody fulfilling, it is my fulfilling. Wherever, whatever desire fulfilling by anybody, by anyone, at any place, is fulfilling by me only as prajnanam brahma. Therefore, sarvan kaman aptva. What a mantra. Wonderful. Aptva amrutaha samabhavat, amrutaha samabhavat. Conclusion, repetition shows conclusion. That jnani attains immortality. Attains immortality means what? I am ever immortal atman prajnanam brahma. I am never the body mind complex matter. I lends existence to this matter. Because of my blessing, this entire universe is functioning. Nama rupam is mithya. I am prajnanam brahma. This is the Mahavakya. With this, Aitareya Upanishad is concluded. Now we have to chant Shanti Pata together again.
Vang me manasif pratishthita, mano me vachif pratishthitam, avir-avir-mayethi, vedasya ma-anishtah, shrutam me ma-prahasihi, anena-dhitena, aho-ratran sandhadhami, rutam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmamavatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram, avatu vaktaram. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.